When the government created the Superfund program more than 20 years ago, one of the first hazardous waste sites slated for cleanup was an area in northeast Oklahoma with a history of lead mining. The Tar Creek Superfund site is immense. It includes several towns and covers 40 square miles. Today, after two decades and more than $100 million spent on cleanup, Tar Creek remains on the Superfund list. No one can say when or if the area will ever be fully cleaned up. And many who live there argue the only option is for the government to buy their homes so they can start new lives elsewhere. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
100 years ago, this area in the northeast corner of Oklahoma was some of the flattest land in the world. But today, everywhere you look, there are what appear to be mountains. As you get closer, they look more like massive sand dunes. They're actually piles of ore tailings left over from years of lead mining, material the locals call chat. The chat piles are about all this faded town has left from the 20s and 30s when it produced more than half of the country's lead. John Sparkman drives his pickup to the top of one of the piles, 200 feet up. Sparkman was born and raised here in the town of Pitcher, and he knows the chat piles well.
For example, this chat pile over here, they call that the St. Joe mine, and that's right behind the old Little League ballpark. That's where I played Little League ball at. In front of that ballpark is the Premier pile, and that's between games, we'd go climb on that chat pile. You can't spit and not hit chat in this area. That's how prevalent it is.
Every time the Oklahoma wind blows over Pitcher's chat piles, it sweeps lead dust into the yards and houses below. And after a half century of mining, there's a lot of chat piled up around here, an estimated 40 million tons. That's so much chat that even working around the clock, it would take an estimated 20 to 30 years to move it all away. But that's only part of the problem. Picking his way through broken bottles, trash, and chest-high weeds, Sparkman leads the way to another legacy of the mining era, a massive sinkhole, hundreds of yards across and filled with red-orange, iron-rich water. Underneath Pitcher and throughout the area, 300 miles of old mining tunnels honeycombed the ground. When the mines played out, the last thing companies took from the ground were the solid rock support columns. They were gouged out to get at the last bit of valuable ore. Now the ground over the old tunnels sometimes caves in with little or no notice.
Just imagine what it would be like if this happened in a populated area. I mean, look how many homes that a hole this size would take in. And we had a cave-in in 67 that did take in five houses. Now, luckily, no one was killed because it was a gradual descent, and it went down to the first level of the mine. So those people were lucky. But these could happen anywhere at any time in this mining area.
And that's still just part of the problem. After they were abandoned and the old lead mines flooded, acid water from the mines leached into Tar Creek and the underground aquifer that provides much of the area's water. 20 years ago, that's what got Tar Creek put on the Superfund list. The EPA spent millions trying to fix that problem and failed. Although the water problem remains unresolved, it's been overshadowed by concerns about the effect all of the lead dust is having on the area's residents, especially children. Kids in the Pitcher area have blood lead levels 6 times the state average, and that's after the EPA's efforts to remove lead-contaminated soil from around homes, schools, and businesses, a process called remediation. Pitcher resident Gloria Garner thinks that money spent removing the soil at her house has been wasted.
That yard particularly has been remediated 3 times total. And I imagine if they test it again, because we've got chat piles on 3 sides of us, it would probably test hot again today. I mean, you can't keep your house dust-free. There's no way. And it's a scientific fact from what they tell me that that's where the heaviest contaminants are, is in the dust.
Garner and more than a dozen other Pitcher residents gathered recently outside the Civic Center in the nearby town of Miami. Inside, one of Oklahoma's Republican senators, Don Nichols, was meeting with leaders of a residents group called the Tar Creek Steering Committee. John Sparkman is the group's chairman. He says after 20 years of trying to fix the problems, most residents are convinced that the only solution left is a federal buyout.
We just decided, hey, we've had enough. We've been on the Superfund list since 1983. You're killing our town. Our tax base is dwindling. Our population is dwindling. Our property values are zero, and our kids are still sick. So that's why we've been looking at possibly relocating the town or buying the town out, just to get people out of harm's way.
Sparkman says a poll shows that 85% of the area's residents support a voluntary buyout, and most of the area's elected officials, including Senator Nichols, Democratic Congressman Brad Carson, and Republican Governor Brad Henry, say the buyout option should remain on the table. But the elected official whose opinion perhaps matters most thinks otherwise. Oklahoma Senator Jim Inhofe chairs the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. He's used that position to secure $45 million for a new effort to clean up Tar Creek. But he adamantly opposes a voluntary buyout.
Even if you were to buy them out, you'd still have to remediate. And when you say a voluntary, that means you're going to leave some people there. And let's keep in mind, a very large number of those people up there are renters. So if you make a sweetheart deal, they would just actually, for all practical purposes, be evicted. For that reason, I've eliminated that as an option.
Tar Creek residents dispute Inhofe's claim. They say the vast majority of residents own their own homes, though since much of the land in the area is owned by Indian tribes, many homes are built on lots leased from tribe members. Because of his opposition to an immediate buyout, Inhofe gets little credit from residents for his work on Tar Creek. Sharing their frustration with the EPA cleanup, Inhofe has taken the unusual step of bypassing federal environmental authorities and funding a separate cleanup effort directed by the University of Oklahoma and the state's Department of Environmental Quality. Scott Thompson with Oklahoma's DEQ says the new $45 million effort won't do much for the town of Pitcher, but it will address the problems where he believes they are most fixable, around the edges of the Tar Creek area.
We think we can deal with the perimeter, with the project to plug mine shafts, to restore some of the land, to do the water treatment. We think we can do that in 3 to 5 years and have that area essentially fixed. The core area, even if we had the answer today of what exactly is to be done with it, it's a long-term project.
Thompson believes the core area, the area around Pitcher, can eventually be cleaned up, but he says it would be expensive and may take decades. Driving through Pitcher today, it appears the main activity is bulldozing yards in the town, scraping away layers of lead-contaminated soil. Pitcher's mayor, Sam Freeman, says 20 years on the Superfund list has just about killed his town. He says while he doesn't want to move, he supports a buyout, though even a voluntary buyout would mean the end of his town.
Pretty much. It wouldn't immediately, but over a very short period of time thereafter, you know, the city income would be that we can't furnish a police department and a fire department and, you know, water and sewer, can't maintain the streets. And, you know, there wouldn't be any money to do any of that for those people that stayed.
In Pitcher, the legacy of 75 years of lead mining is everywhere, in the towering chat piles, the ominous sinkholes, and in the red-orange water running through Tar Creek. In 1928, 15,000 people lived here. Today, there are about 1,500. Lead mining built this community. It may also end up killing it. Greg Allen, NPR News.